Welcome to Zichud Asimani, member of Avram Goldhar, and today we're going to discuss Daf Tezvav, the first parak Ma'emasai. The majority of this daf is the opening mishnah of the second parak, which includes all of the mishnayas of the parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak said, Lo hakola ora, lo hakola simcha. Not everyone will be zochet to light in Olam Haba, not everyone will be zochet to simcha. Tzadikim ora v'yasharim simcha. Tzadikim will be zochet to light, and the upright will be zochet to simcha. Rashi explains that the yasharim are greater than tzadikim. That's why they're zochet to more. Tzadikim receive light, as the pasuk states, or zerula tzadik. Light will be sown for the righteous, and the yasharim attain simcha, as it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yishur lev simcha, and for the upright of heart, simcha. Pointing to the mission of the second parak opens describing the state of tinyus, the procedure carried out on the last seven public fasts when there's a drought. The Mishnah states, Motzinas a table rechovo shel ir, we bring out the ark into the town square. But notzin efer makla gabi atib, and we place ashes on top of the ark. Brosha nasi brosha abesin v'kho echo v'echo notzin brosho. And on the head of the nasi and on the head of the abesin, then everyone else places ashes upon their own heads. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks if it's so that the people place the ashes upon their heads after the leaders place them on their heads. For what's taught in a brace, Rebbe says, B'gdula maschil min agadu, b'klal maschil min akatan. When it comes to matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished person, and in matters of troubled times, we begin with the least distinguished person. In matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished, as we see with Moshe, that he spoke to Aaron before speaking to Elazar and Hitamar. The Gemara answers that the placement of the ashes on the heads and the nasi and the abbasin is a matter of chashivas for them, because the people are essentially saying to them that the nasi and abbasin are prominent enough to ask for rachamim for all of them. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks why someone else puts the ashes on the nasi's and abbasin's heads when everyone else places the ashes themselves on their own heads. Rabbi Abba of Kazari answered, Ein ado mispayish atzmo mispayish me'acherim. There's no comparison between someone who humiliates himself and someone who is humiliated by others. Rashi explains that this applies to people who are prominent and will feel the additional embarrassment when the ashes are placed on them by others. For everyone else, placing the ashes on themselves is sufficient. The Gemara then asks where the ashes are specifically placed, and Rabbi Yitzhak said, "B'makom tefillin," in the place where tefillin is worn on the head, as the pasuk states, "Lasimu avilei tzion lases lahem pe'er tachas efer," to appoint to those who mourn for Tzion to give them an ornament, tefillin, in place of ashes. We see from Yeshayahu's nevuah during the time of Mashiach, tefillin will be worn where ashes were once placed. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak said, "Lo hakola ora, lo hakola simcha." Not everyone will be zochet to light in Olam Haba. Not everyone will be zochet to simcha. Tzadikim ora v'yasharim l'simcha. Tzadikim will be zochet to light, and the upright will be zochet to simcha. Rashi explains that the yasharim are greater than tzadikim, which is why they're zochet to more. Tzadikim receive light, as the pasuk states, or zerula tzadik, light will be sown for the righteous, and the yasharim attain simcha, as it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yushelev simcha, and for the upright of heart, simcha. Point number two, the mishnah of the second parak opens describing the seder tinyus, the procedure carried out on the last seven public fasts when there's a drought. The Mishnah states, Motzinas the table rechovo shel ir, we bring out the ark into the town square. V'notzin efer makla gabi ha'tevel, and we place ashes on top of the ark. Barosha nasi barosha abesin v'cho echo v'echo nosin barosha. And on the head of the nasi and on the head of the abesin, then everyone else places ashes upon their own heads. The Gemara in Amud Beis asks if it's so that the people place the ashes upon their heads after the leaders place them on their heads. For it was taught in a brayso, Rebbe says, B'gdula maschil min agadol u'b'klo maschil min akatan. When it comes to matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished person. And in matters of trouble, we begin with the least distinguished person. In matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished, as we see with Moshe, that he spoke to Aaron before speaking to Elazar and Itamar. We see that in matters of trouble, the snake was cursed first, then Chava, then Adam. The Gemara answers that the placing of the ashes on the heads of the Nasi and the Abbasin is a matter of prominence for them, because the people are essentially saying to them that the Nasi and Abbasin are prominent enough to ask for rachamim for all of them. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks why someone else puts the ashes on the Nasi's and Abbasin's heads when everyone else places the ashes themselves on their own heads. Rabbi Abba of Kazari answered, Ein ado mispayish atzmo mispayish me'acherim. There's no comparison between someone who humiliates himself and someone who is humiliated by others. Rashi explains that this applies to people who are prominent, who feel the additional embarrassment when the ashes are placed on them by others. For everyone else, placing the ashes on themselves is sufficient. The Gemara then asks where the ashes are specifically placed, and where Yitzhak said, b'makum tefillin, in the place where tefillin is worn on the head, as the pasuk states, v'asimu avei tzion v'ses lehem pe'er takas efer, to appoint to those who mourn for tzion, to give them an ornament, meaning tefillin, in place of ashes. We see from Yeshayahu's nevuah during the time of Mashiach, tefillin will be worn where ashes were once placed. All right, so now we got a simmer daf tezvav, and our standard simmer is a fruit bowl, and the way we got to a fruit bowl is because tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is all to relate to fruit, and therefore we use fruit bowls because it seems to be easier to work with than a specific type of fruit, if that makes sense. So here goes. The heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place on the foreheads of the leaders before the rest of the community, who felt embarrassed, especially with the ashes put in the place of their tefillin. Once again, in slow motion. The heavenly fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Dov Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. The heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy, which reminds us that Rav Nachum Yitzchak said that not everyone is zochet to light in Olam Haba, and not everybody is zochet to Simcha. Tzaddikim will orav Yisharim with Simcha. Tzaddikim will be zochet to light, and the upright will be zochet to Simcha. And Rashi explains that the Yisharim are greater than Tzaddikim, and that's why they're zochet to more. So the heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place on the foreheads of the leaders before the rest of the community, which reminds us that we put the ashes on the head of the Nasi and Abbasin before everybody else puts the ashes on their own heads. Even though Rebbe says, Bagdua maschil mina gadol, beklal maschil mina katan, when it comes to matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished person. And in matters of curse times, we begin with the least distinguished person. Here, the placement of the ashes on the heads of the Nasi and Abbasin is a matter of prominence for them, because the people are essentially saying to them that the Nasi and Abbasin are chashim enough to ask for rachamim for all of them. So the heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place on the foreheads of the leaders before the rest of the community, who felt embarrassed, especially with ashes put in the place of their tefillin. Which reminds us, the ashes are put on the Nasi's and Abbasin's heads, whereas everybody else puts the ashes on their own heads, because it's a greater humiliation for the prominent people to be humiliated by others. We also learn that the ashes are put in the place of the tefillin. So once again, the heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place in the foreheads of the leaders first before the rest of the community, who felt embarrassed, especially with ashes put in the place of their tefillin. All right, now it's time for a four-ball back Chazara. Daf Yadav, so the Simmer Daf Yadav is 11 stars, like in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The man wearing the robe covered in stars, that must mean we're on Daf Yadav. The man wearing the robe covered in stars who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, which reminds us that was taught in a brace when Klaus was going through suffering and one separates himself from the community. The two Malachi Ashar said, escort a person come and place her hands on his head and say, Pony Zeh should perish from the Tzibor, this pony that separated himself from the Tzibor, Ayer Benechama Tzibor, should not see the consolation of the Tzibor when they're saved from the affliction. Rather, a person should feel the pain together with the Tzibor, like Moshe Rabbeinu did during the war with Amalek when he sat on a stone as Bnei Israel fought. So the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, which reminds us, when a person departs from this world, all his deeds make him sign on what he did, and when judgment comes, he endorses the din. So the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, including the day when he never even completed his partial fast. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera said in the Rav Huna, if one continued his fast from the day into the next night, he does not daven the tefillah of Anenu. Abai said that Rav Huna holds that we do fast for hours and it does require Anenu. But in this case, since a person did not accept upon himself to fast the day before, it's not chashim enough to require including Anenu in the tefillos. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The six brothers of 12? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Beis. 12 brothers. The six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, which reminds us any tainus where one did not accept upon himself to fast while it's still daytime before the fast is not called a tainus. He's like a bellows filled with air. Plus, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding when one is mekabel upon himself the tainus. Rav said at mincha time, where Shmuel holds during the tefillah of mincha. So the six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, while their other six brothers decided to eat on the fast day and repay it later, which reminds us, the Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Lova Adam Taneso Uparea, a person who accepted upon himself to fast may borrow the fast and eat that day and then repay his chiyuv to fast on another day. We have two different versions of how Shmuel reacted when he heard this din. So the six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, while their other six brothers decided to eat on the fast day and repay it later, join the community in examining the town's deeds the morning of the public fast. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what is done on the day of the fast? Abai answered, from morning until midday, ma'ayin b'mili d'masa, we examine the town's conduct. During the third quarter of the day, we read from the Torah and the Haftarah, and from there on, from the final quarter of the day, ba'in rachamim, we beg for Hashem's mercy. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The nervous bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The nervous bar mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water, which reminds us, Raffan Bar Papa said in the Rav Chisda regarding the prohibition of washing oneself on a fast day, any situation where the prohibition to wash is because of avelus, like Tisha B'Av, or that of someone actually mourning, it's prohibited to wash whether it's hot water or cold water. But where the prohibition to wash is because of pleasure, which Rashi explained means is a fast to abstain from pleasures, then washing in hot water is forbidden, but in cold water, it's permitted. So the nervous bar mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son, washing in cold water. Which reminds us, Rabbi Abba al-Kohen challenged Rav Chisda's ruling that an avel is prohibited to wash in cold water from an incident where Rabbi Yossi, whose sons died, washed in cold water during the Shiva. The Gemara answers that his sons died one right after the other, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was able to be mekel, given the fact that he was mourning for a long period of time. So, the nervous bar mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son washing in cold water that he forgot to include Anenu in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzhak that a Yachid who accepted a fast upon himself inserts Anenu being Goel Arofi between the bracha of redemption and the bracha of healing. Rav Yitzhak challenged his father and asked, Ki Yachid Koveya Bracha Asmo Mea Yachid insert a bracha in Shemana Esri for himself? Rather, B'Shomea Tefillah, he inserts it in the bracha of the one who hears Tefillah. Rav Sheshes also said, Anenu is included in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. Daf Yadalit, so the Simmer Daf Yadalit is a hand and we use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler juggling shofars, juggler juggling, that must be on Daf Yadalit, Yad. The juggler juggling shofars while calling out Anenu, Anenu, which reminds us that we learned that the seven last fasts are more chamur, and that we're masrin and we close the stores. We have a machlokes whether masrin means we blow the shofar during the six additional brachas which are recited on the day, or means we recite Anenu, referring to the tefillah which is said at the end of Slichos. So the juggler juggling shofars while calling out Anenu, Anenu, who performed under a shady tree in the king's royal garden, which reminds us that if rain has still not fallen after the seven fasts, then we refrain from a binyan shel simcha, which refers to building a wedding chamber for one's son's chasna, and to a natiya shel simcha, which is a varnaki of kings, which is understood to be a tree that is planted when a baby prince is born that eventually gets built into his throne when he is coronated, or a large shady tree in the royal garden where kings like to stroll. So the juggler juggling shofars were calling out Anenu, Anenu, who performed under a shady tree in the king's royal garden, said shalom to scholars walking by, who responded with a soft and serious hello, which reminds us that if rain has not fallen after the 13th fast, then cheverim, meaning talmidei chachamim, don't greet each other, and they respond to amei haaretz who greet them with a soft and serious hello. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.